Okay, we're up to Kuf Ches on the Beis, the Gemara. Alma Osi Miyun Mavakal Get. We said that if a person was Marzer his Kana, and first he gave her a get, and then he brought her back and had Miyun, so later on, if she marries somebody else while she's still a Kana, so she can go back to him, because the Miyun is Mavakal the get, and it's not like Marzer Grusha, so after she married somebody else. Brahmini. The end of the Mishnah. If she married somebody, the marriage ended in Miyun, then even though she married other people after that, she can go back to that person. But if the marriage ended in a get, then she can't go back to that one. So why do we see that the miyun of one isn't mevatel the get of the other? It doesn't show that she was a ketana, and all of this is at best a rabbanan. So he doesn't say that, and it looks like she was married mamish because she had a get, and therefore what's it called? We don't let her go back. So you see that miyun is not mevatel. Miyun of one person is not mevatel the get of another. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Tavra, Misha Shonazu, Lo Shonazu, Enechanami, Tastira, and two different Tanoim. The Tana that holds that Miyun is Mevakel Get, holds that it's Mevakel Get, whether it's his or somebody else's, and the one who holds it's not Mevakel, that holds it does not Mevakel in either case. Omer Rava, Umay Kusha, no, maybe not. Dilma Miyun Didei Mevakel Get Didei. Maybe his miyun is mevatel his get. He was married to her twice, and the last marriage ended in miyun, then it takes away all the marriages, and she can come back to him. But miyun de chavrei, lo mevatel gita didei. But miyun of one isn't mevatel the get of another. That much not. Umayshno miyun de chavrei, lo mevatel gita didei. Right, what's the reason not? What's the reason that miyun of somebody else's miyun isn't mevatel his get? Once he gave her a get, she can't come back to him, right? Aidi de makeres piramizosav ukritzosav ozul meshabish umaisila. We're afraid of the following. It's not because it looks like mazik grushosa. It's not the reason. The reason is that we're afraid that if he gave her a get, and then somebody else was what's it called, mamayin her, and then somebody else married her, that the guy who gave her the get, since he knows her well, so he can hint to her to be mamayin and the guy she's married to now. We don't want to break up that marriage. We don't want her to have to break up her marriage and make miyun and go back to him. So since he knows, he can hint to her or wink at her, right, and give her hints that he's interested in having her back. And therefore, we're afraid that that'll happen. So once he gives her a get, we don't let her go back to him. So Gemara says, Miyun didei nami, lo levatel gita didei. If that's the case, then the same reason would apply where his miyun shouldn't levatel his get either. Because once he knows her well, we're afraid that if now she goes and marries somebody else, that he'll try to be meshagel her, he'll try to seduce her into coming back to him, and to be mamayin and the other guy. But if he knows that she can never come back to him, he's not going to do that. So therefore, what's it called? What's the difference whether it's somebody else's miyun or his miyun? The same reason applies why we say that the miyun's not mevatel again. The idea of makaris rimizosu krisosav also mashabish or maisila. Let's be afraid of the same thing. Or it says no, hokvar shibsha velo ishabsha. Now he already divorced her, and then he married her back, and she was mamayin. So you see, it didn't help. Right, and the first time he initiated the get, so now maybe he had charata and he'll want to get her back. So he'll hint to her that, you know, now I decide I want you back. So she'll be mamayin and the guy she's married to now. But if he already divorced her and he married her back and she still is mamayin, that means that she's not interested in his overtures, because he could have tried it while he was still married to her and she still was mamayin for him. So therefore we're not afraid that he's going to try to seduce her the next time. Didn't work the first time. After he brought her back the first time, he couldn't hold on to her because she was Mamayim. So who said that she's going to be interested in coming back to him another time? Okay, so let's see Rashi till here. Tavra, Kashin Adavi, Enochanami, it's Stira, and Misha Shana Zul of Shana Zul. Umaishna Mion de Chavre de Lomavakal Gita, the Kama, the Kama, the Shtarila, the Kama, right? Well, how come the Mion of his friend, the second husband, is not Mavakal the get of the first one to enable her to go back to him? Because if the marriage ended in get, the end of the Mishnah says that she can't come back to him. The Ayyid Makaris for me is also a hero. So the Gemara says, no, there's another reason why we don't want the meun of one to mevatel the get of the other. Right? The Kama. Because since she is Makir, the hints of the first husband that she was married to, and he divorced her. So now maybe he'll tell her, you know what? She wasn't interested in getting out of him. He'd initiated it. So we're afraid that he had Charata now, and he wants her back, even though she's married to somebody else, and he'll hint to her and wink at her, and she'll know from his winking and hinting that he wants her back, and she'll be Mamayan now in this husband. That's not right. Right. Ad also Meshabishlo, Ad Mamayanis Basro Mahadrlo. So Mara says, if that's the case, then why is his meal Nevatl his get? Why don't we say the same thing? Let's be afraid that when she marries now a second person, right, that he recognizes her from the original get, and he'll be, what's it called, and he initiated that, so let's be afraid he'll try to get her back from the other guy. Where it says, no, Hashib Shavu Ishtabsha, Shari La Acher Gerish in Hichzira. After he was Megarish, he brought her back. Velo Yochel Afaisa Shatamodimo, and he couldn't hold on to her, because now she decided she doesn't want him. So now we're not afraid he's going to hint to her that now I want you. And she always wanted him. No, she didn't want him. She got rid of him through meal. Therefore, not afraid that he'll get her and seduce her and get her back from the husband she's married to now, because we saw already that she's not interested in him. He tried to hold on to her and it didn't work. So therefore we're not afraid now that he's going to try to get her back, because it won't work either. She's not interested. But where he initiated it, she got married to somebody else and he gave her a get. So we don't know that she's not interested. She could have been 100% interested, but he got rid of her. Right? Now he'll say, you know, I regret divorcing you. I want you back. And she never was Megala. She didn't want him. Right? He or Havoso, Shari Al Korcha Yotsami Menu. Right? She still wants him because she was divorced, not Miyum. Hilka Chadrum Menus Besheni. That's why, what's it called? We should be afraid that she'll now go and be Mamayim, the one she's married to now, to get back to this husband. But where he divorced her and then brought her back, and she was Mamayim, we're not afraid that's going to happen. Okay. So the kasha isn't why, if his miyun is mevatel his get, why isn't somebody else's miyun mevatel his get? That we answer. Because somebody else's miyun can't be mevatel get because we're afraid that he'll try to get her back. His own miyun is mevatel get because that chashash doesn't apply, like we explained. So what is the kasha? Kasha is that we have a source where his meal, where somebody else's meal is mevatel again. Where is that? Kasha. Mia nabo behzira, right? The Mishnah says, if she was Mayim, and he took her back. Nosun leget, he gave her a get, the nisis lachar, she got married to somebody else. The nisarim below nisgarsha, and she became an almana, that husband died or divorced her. So nasura lachzulo. He's not allowed to go back. Time with Nisar Malonis Garsha. His master is only if he died or he divorced her. But if the last one was Mamayim, then she's allowed to go back to the first one, even though he gave her a get, because the Miyun is Mavat Leget, and it's Megala that she was a Tana. And therefore there's no marriage, and therefore there's not Magzi Grushosa. Alma Osi Miyun de Chavrei Mavat Gita Didei. you see that somebody else's miyun can mevatel his get and permit him to remarry her. V'raminhi hamimaenes beish the nisis la'acher v'girsha la'acher omiyun abo zehaklav kol sheyotzi menu beget asura la'zolo b'miyun muteros la'zolo. The end of the Mishnah is that whoever she left with a get can't remarry her, whoever she left with miyun can. So you see the miyun of one is not mevatel the get of the other. And this other source says that what's it called? That is mevatlet. Alma lo asim miyun the chaverim lach begita today. Om Rebbe lo asher tavra mishishon azul or shon azul enichanami. Two different tanoim. One tana holds that the miyun of a second one is mevatel the get of the first one, and the other one holds not. Ula omar kigon sheshil shel begitin the mechazik kigedola. Talking the case where it won't help. Where the miyun won't help the mevatel get if she had three gittin. She was married, what's it called, enough times that she was yotzei from three of them with a get. It's very low shchiach that a ketana could be divorced three times. Right? That's not a normal thing. And therefore she looks like a gedola. She looks like a gedola. We're afraid that people will think you could be mazik rushoso after you, what's it called, after you, she's married to somebody else. So because of that, wherever there are three gittin that already she looks like a gedola, we don't allow her to go back. Then the miyun is not mevatel the get, because it looks like he was megarish and he's marrying her back, even though she married somebody else. Okay, but where it's miyun, it's obvious that she was never married to him because she's a ketana, because otherwise she couldn't make miyun. But if she did three gittin, make her look like a gedola. Okay, Rashi. Right? Alma osi miyun de chavrei umegala al katnus umavatul gitik mikama. That because the last one had miyun, it shows that she was a ketana all through, and therefore even the get is irrelevant, and the guy who gave her a get can also marry her back. She shil shel begitin shel tzia sholosh pamim beget. Three people gave her a get. Right? De mechazik gedola. Because then she looks like a gedola. Because it's very low shriah for a girl to remain a ketana and to have three gittin. Sulo hadra l'chad minayu. Therefore she can't go back to any of them. Delo asi miyun da'acher l'btule. Then the miyun can't be mevatlet. Because it's so low shriah for a ketana to have three gittin, we're afraid that people will think she's a gedola. Aval kolim shetishalesh asi miyun d'chavrei mevatl gita. But before she had three gittin, the miyun of one can mevatl the get of the other. Says now it's Megala that she's still a ketana, and there never was a marriage. Memela, it's not mazig rushoso. The iboy ladura mahadula, and even the guy who gave her the get can bring her back. Okay, now the Gemara says mantana. Where are we? Mantana, right? Who's the tana who said when we said before that misha shana zu lo shana zu, that there's a tana who holds that it's the miyun of one is mevatel the get of the other, and a tana that holds not like that. Who is the tana? Omer of Yehuda Marav, my dechsiv. Now from this maisa we're going to see who the tana is. What does it say in Eicha? Meimenu bekesef shosinu, etzenu bemechir yaviu. Right, we had to pay for our water and our wood. B'shasa sakana is bakshalach azu. B'shasa sakana during the Roman persecution. Right, the Asarugi Malchus, Rabbi Akiva's time. So this halacha was asked, and the Romans forbid learning Torah, so it was a sakana to go and ask the shaila publicly. Harishiyotza mirishon beget, umisheni bimiyun. A woman, what's it called, had one husband when she was a ketana, and he divorced her. And then she married a second guy, and he was mamayin her. And she was mamayin him. Mao shetachza lirishon. Can she now remarry the first one? In other words, it's the miyun of the second one, mevatel the get of the first one. Sachru adam echad the arba mea zuz. Since it was a sakana, they paid somebody 400 zuz, right, the shalosh Rabbi Akiva Sasur, to go to the jail and ask Rabbi Akiva the shail. Right, it was like smuggling in, who knows what, into the jail. Smuggling, you're caught, who knows, you end up in the jail too, at best. So it was a dangerous mission. They paid for it dearly to find out this halacha, right? And they went to Rabbi Akiva, va'osar, and he said, "Osar, that the miyun of this one is not mevatel the get of the other one." As Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir ben Sivan va'osar, they went again to ask. I don't know why they asked the shaila twice, but they asked. Well, maybe somebody else asked the same shaila. They asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and Nitzivim, and he also said it's Osir. Okay. Om Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Lezu lo hutrachu, lutrachnu leisr, leisr kari si tarta, leisr lav lakol shekein. And Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, no, that they never asked such a shayla. We didn't then have to pay money to ask such a shayla, because it's clear that that's mutter. If you're mater through miyun, an isr kares of Eishas Ish, kol shekein, you're mater through miyun, an isr of magzeh grushasa, which is only a lav. That's no shayla, that's mutter. Not like they reported from Rabbi Akiva that it was Osir and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Right? That's for sure mutter. So here we have two tanoim. One says the miyun of the other one's mevatel get, and one says the miyun is not mevatel get. These are the two tanoim. Baram kach shoalu. This was the shayla. Hari hoisa eishet achi imo shehi shniyalo. The nisa achiv me oviv. Right? There was a woman who was the wife of his mother's brother, his aunt. But she's only also timid rabbanan, because a mother's brother's wife, that aunt is only a shnia. It's only also timid rabbanan. A gzera because of a father's brother's wife, that aunt is also minatora. She's shnia lo. The nisa achid me aviv, and she was a ktana. And his brother from his father's side didn't have the same mother, so she was mutter to marry this brother, because she was related to the other brother through the mother's side, but not to the other brother who had a different mother. Okay, so she married his brother from his father's side, okay, umes, and the brother died. And he had another wife too. So this wife is also to him because she's a shnia. But she was only married the rabbanan to him because she was a ketana. So now he died. She never was mamayin during his lifetime. Mao she temayin hashda v'takrinu l'nisuim kamoi v'tishyavim tzorasa. It's machlokes of marshal marsha, whether you go raise the word tzorasa or not. Are we talking about her herself to get married because of miyun, so she was never married to the first brother? So she never married to the mother's brother? Because of miyun, or she for sure can't have ibum, because she was a shnia. When the Mishnah says that if the guy died and she remained a shnia, he can't have ibum. Shaila is now only the tzara. Can you have ibum after nisa to be matter the tzara? Yesh miyun lacher nisa b'makom mitzvah lo. Can the miyun now the mafreya be mevatel the original kedushin even though the guy's dead, and be matter the tzara for ibum? Because now she's not a tzara serva. Even Tzoras Erev and the Rabbana. So Sachru Shnei B'nei Odom B'Arva Me'el Zuz U'bov V'Shol Shem Yekiva Beis Asurim. Now this is the Shaila that he asked. The Osar, he says Osar. There's no such thing as Miyun Lachar Misa. Es Rabbi Yehuda and the Seirav and Tzivim V'Osar. Okay. So that was the Shaila they asked, and that's Taka Him Adi Isar. But the original Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi says the original Shaila you think they asked, that was Mutter. Because if you can... A miyun can break a Eishas Ish, it surely can break a, what's it called, Magzeh Grushasa, Rashi. Man Tana Da Amran Le'el Misha Shana Zu La Shana Zu, Bishasa Sakana, Shem Nigzah Shalo Yasku B'Torah. When the Romans made a Gzera that if you learn Torah, you get killed. Bekesa Shasinu, Ayadei Schiris Lamadna. We had to buy our water, water is Torah, with money. And you got to pay for the Psak. Es Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi v'Hiter Lo Gasina El Adarab Polik V'Omer Lo Ezu Asur Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yehuda V'Seira U'Tanoi D'Komar Hanu Rav Rabbi Shmuel the Rav Nomi Tanahu. Rashi says you're not going to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, but it was Rav who said that wasn't the Shaila, and Rav is a Tana. Le'Isur Koris Isur Eishas Ish Of Kata Mimena Belo Get Al Mein Maisa Shalaklum. If miyun can help to break a eishes ish union, surely it can break a mazeh grushos. Mister Lav, the mazeh grushos of a koshkein, the goli diktanehi, but lo avigit the klum. Because now it's misgala lamafresh. She was diktana, and the get was meaningless. So she never was married to him, really. So she's not mazeh grushos. Eishes achi ha'em shniyam midivrei sofrin, right? A mother's brother's wife. Right, your aunt through your maternal aunt through marriage is only osur midrabbanan, gzeira mishum eishes achi ha'av shehi erva, because your paternal aunt through marriage is also min haTorah. Ma'ushet tamayim b'nisuin arishonim shelo teishniya lo b'nisyadim. Right, if she's memayim to the uncle, then she never was married to him, so she's not your aunt at all. She's never your aunt. Aval beishus the erva kagon eishus achid meimo ktana umeish the nasa achid meavli pshitalon delo asim miun delachar misa lemishri erva leibuma. Here it's only shaila, only because it's a shnia. But if it will be a real Isser Erva, there's no Shaila that the Miyun can't help after Misa. The first Mishnah said that in the Sech. Umoda Rav, Afagav Delo Osi Miyun, Techavrei. Oh no, we didn't get it yet. Let's finish up. Umoda Rav, Shemuteres Lo Ochiv Shelzeh Shenesralov, right? In the case where the Miyun doesn't allow him to remarry, he was megarish her, somebody else's miyum isn't mat to her to go back, right? Rav is molda that even though she can't go back to him, she can go to, back to his brother. His brother could marry her, right? Pshita, who knew the makeris b'mizosav, the krisosav, afal achivlo. The whole reason we don't let him go back to him is we're afraid that he'll seduce her to come back after, but the brother, like, what are you afraid of the brother? The brother doesn't know who she is. He's never married to her, so he can't seduce her. The whole purpose is that we're afraid that a guy who's married to her will seduce her to come. So he divorced her, so she never showed she didn't want him. She still likes him because she wasn't the mayan in him. They were afraid that he'll be mishadal to get her back, but that only applies to him. It doesn't apply to his brother. Mar says no. Mao the same. Maligzer hayat to high kamash mala. That if we let her go back to the brother, right, that people think you can go back to him too. So we make a gzeira, the brother out to him. Kamash malon, we don't make such a gzeira. V'yikad the amri yom rav yitzhak bar ashiyan, kishem shasru lo, kachasru lo achim. Just like she's lost it to him, she lost it to the brothers too. Right, ay, v'ho eno makeres b'krit soseyem, urumizo seyem, gzeira elchiv atuhu. Then we do make that gzeira. Rashi. Even though Rav holds that the miyun of one is not mevatel the get of the other, she can't go back and marry the guy she was married to, right? Because we're afraid that he will, if he's allowed to remarry her, he'll seduce her, right, and convince her to get rid of the husband that she's in there now. She's not considered grusha sachiv, which is asur to marry. You can't marry a woman that your brother was married to. Right. V'hadik tani masnisa nosim lager asura b'krovav heicha desulo nafik me'acherim b'miyum. And either Mishnah says that if she went out with a get, she's asur to all the relatives that she's normally asur to. That's only if after that there wasn't a meal. But if after that there was a meal, and it's mevatel the get, and she put it to the krovin. Delo irtel gita de kama pshita. The only reason, really, the miyun is mevatel again. The only reason we say not is since he divorced her, and now he'll say that I changed my mind, and she was still interested in him. He's gonna ruin her current marriage, but that doesn't apply to the brother. Now the same, manigzer achiv atuhu di shari leva achiv. Amrei hachazina de batel gita v'asiyu leminsa. If he's allowed to marry the brother, he's not allowed to marry him too. So therefore, we ask of the brother, people shouldn't say that she's allowed to remarry him either, and he'll come to remarry her, and then the whole problem will be again. So that's the two lashonos. One says we do make such a gzera, one says we don't make such a gzera.